home. Listen each week for helpful tips from White Plains Hospital doctors and visit WPHospital.org.
100.7 WHUD. Happy Friday. It is 8:46.
Mike and Casey in the morning with the multi-talented Rob Reiner, who came into our world as Meathead on All in the Family so many years ago, and as a director gave us films like When Harry Met Sally. And now his latest effort is called Being Charlie. Hello.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. Say hi to Casey.
Casey, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good.
God, I hear you, and all I hear is New York City.
I'm born and raised in the Bronx. I was born four stops away from Yankee Stadium on the D train.
All right, so Being Charlie, tell us about this movie. I know it's a very personal thing for you.
Yeah, it's based on experiences that my son, who was one of the writers of the screenplay, Nick, who went through a real tough time between the ages of 15 and 19. He struggled with substance abuse. He was in a number of different programs. And it's he wrote with his writing partner, who he met in rehab. They wrote this a film about their experiences and how it related to and how it affected his mother and me. And so it's a very personal film, and it's got laughs in it. There's funny stuff in it too, but there's also some very edgy, dramatic things as well.
Wow. What a silver lining in a way. I bet you couldn't even fathom that one day when he was going through the thick of it, that this would be the outcome and you'd be working together.
No, you know, that's exactly right. And nobody's even asked me that, but that is no way did I think of that. All we thought of is we're in the depths of hell here, and I don't know how we're going to get out of this. And then this comes out of it, and it's astounding. I mean, when we made the film, it wasn't like we did it to have it be a catharsis or have it be, you know, therapy or anything, but it turned out that that's what it was. I mean, it allowed me and it forced me to see a lot more of what he experienced, and it forced him to see what I had experienced.
We're talking to Rob Reiner about the movie Being Charlie. I wanted to ask you about the moment when he said, or was there a moment when he said, hey, Dad, would you direct my movie?
He never said that. I mean, what was interesting is it started out, I didn't even know he was writing on it. Like I said, he met his writing partner, Matt, in rehab, and they started working on it. I had no idea they were doing it. And initially it was a half-hour comedy, and then I read it, and I said, gee, it seems like, you know, you went through so much, it doesn't have enough emotional weight to it. They went back and wrote it as an hour comedy drama, and it was at that point I said, let's see if we can turn it into a screenplay. And at that point, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just trying to help him develop this project that he was working on.
Well, now, as a father of three adult children myself, I wonder how much guilt is there on your part or your wife's part, thinking that something you did or didn't do got him into this mess to begin with.
Well, of course, there's tremendous guilt. And the biggest guilt that I had, I mean, you know, as a parent, your first charge is to keep your children safe. So, we when he started getting into this, we didn't know what to do. You know, we were kind of desperate. And so we started, listen, like I said, in the movie, I listened to anybody who had a desk and a diploma, you know. And what I feel bad about is that I didn't trust my own instincts, because I know my child, and I'm sure you know your child better than any expert is going to tell you, you know. And so I wish that I had done, you know, trusted my own instincts more. And that I do feel guilty about.
Well, Rob Reiner, you know, you have been part of our family for so many years. So many of us grew up watching you, and now we're happy to see your family growing up too, and we look forward to the film Being Charlie.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, does anybody call you Meathead anymore, or am I the only one?
You're the third one today.
and it's early yet. Hey, Rob, all the best to you and your family. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Being Charlie. Look mm-hmm. for that in movies. And we just send out a blessing of healing to all the families who have gone through this right here in Westchester in the Hudson Valley.
8:50, Mike and Casey, good morning.